Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
And hi there, welcome. It is another episode of your favorite program, I hope and pray. One of your favorite programs, Catholic Answers Live. It's 888-318-7884. Today we're going to talk about overcoming obstacles to Catholicism. And there are a few of them out there that our non-Catholic friends might wrestle with, non-Christians, atheists, agnostics. If you have any, there's maybe any area of the Catholic faith or a teaching or a belief or a practice that just kind of keeps you at bay, keeps you at arm's length from even considering that the Catholic Church might be true or showing your interest in it or moving toward the Catholic Church, now is your time to call with Carlo Broussard, our staff apologist, 888-318-7884. And here we are. We were talking about this first time together actually in studio.
That's right, Jerry. It's a pleasure and an honor, my friend. It's a long time coming.
Yeah, it really is. And we're going to talk more about that because Carlo is actually sitting here today in large part because of Catholic Radio, correct?
That's right. 16 years ago now, when the Lord touched my heart, right, and yanked my heart and said, come on, boy, I got a journey for you. When I heard the conversion story of Tim Staples and started studying theology and listening to Catholic Answers Live, listening to other apostolates, other radio programs as well, but primarily Catholic Answers Live, listening to you, Jerry, and interviewing all of the guests on the show and Tim Staples as well and so many other great apologists and theologians. And that was very instrumental in my journey to being convicted in my faith, to growing in my faith, and to where I'm at today. Because if it wasn't for Catholic Radio, and in particular Catholic Answers Live, I wouldn't be here today sitting with you, Jerry. That's for sure.
Well, and as the start of the show open, we call it, as it says, Carlo, it's the show where you, our listeners, participate. And we're going to ask you to participate in a very, very special way right now. It's day number two of our Radio Club membership drive.
Right.
Carlo, we had one of the best first days of a Radio Club membership drive in quite a long time yesterday. People really came through, and we want that momentum to continue.
Amen. We want it to continue today. So for all you listeners out there listening, give us a call, give us a jingle, 888-291-8000, and we want to do even better today. Right, Jerry?
We do, and we need to, actually. We've got a goal to reach during these 3 days of our Radio Club membership drive, and we figure that there are about 13 listeners, 13 people from each of our affiliate stations who supports Catholic Answers Live. So where are you listening right now, and are you one of those 13? If not, how about you, and let's get two more people from each listening area and make it 15 from each listening area. That's not that much. We want you to support your local station and EWTN and your networks and so forth. But please, Catholic, we're out here on our own. Okay, it's a beautiful relationship, Carlo.
Right.
Our listeners need to understand that we don't have to pay for the airtime on our stations, but they don't buy the program from us either. It's just, here you guys, you could have the show, you could air it, but then we're left with our production costs, which are about $500,000 a year.
Yes, it takes money to run the program, right? And that's the way it works. But by the grace of God and with the generosity of our listeners out there, we have been doing it, and we're looking to make it even better and to continue doing it as long as God wills.
Well, just like yesterday, we have incredible generosity in the form of another matching gift, a challenge, folks. You are being challenged to step up right now and get your pledge doubled, dollar for dollar. If you can give $1,000, it'll be matched. We'll get $2,000 out of that. If you give $500, Catholic Answers Live will net $1,000. With the match. A monthly gift, we look at that times 12. So if you pledge, say, $50 a month, it's not 50 that gets matched, it's 600, that annual amount. So please, will you call right now, 888-291-8000, 888 800-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's the end of the year, Carlos. I hate doing my taxes. I absolutely do. But one thing I love is when I could say, deduct that and take that, because that's less money that's going to maybe objectionable things. So,
and this is an opportunity to have that coming toward the end of the year, you know, to donate and to have that tax deduction. So we would definitely appreciate our listeners to call in. Once again, 888-291-8000 and donate to Catholic Radio, Catholic Answers Live, so that our program can continue going. Because I tell you, Jerry, Catholic Answers Live, not only my own personal experience, and we can talk about that later, but recently we were in Omaha, Nebraska for our Catholic Answers Conference in collaboration with Spirit Catholic Radio. And I can't tell you, Jerry, how many people came up to us, myself, Tim Staples, Trent Horn, Patrick Coffin, all day saying how their lives were changed. I mean, one couple who was contracepting heard Catholic Answers Live and then decided to no longer contracept, and they had the baby there, right? One lady is an RCIA now, coming from another religious tradition and decided to become Catholic. So many folks have benefited from the good work that we do here at Catholic Answers by the grace of God, but in particular, Catholic Answers Live, because they're driving in their car, Jerry, and often folks might not go to a public setting like a Bible study at a church or go to some sort of talk in public. They're not quite comfortable with that. But with Catholic Radio, we're able to reach them in the privacy of their own car, where they can have that personal and private dialogue with God, with the Lord. They might not be comfortable to do it yet in public, but Catholic Radio provides a means whereby which people, those types of folks, can do it in the privacy of their car, and the Lord can work on their heart. And countless amount of people, that's happened to them. Where they're driving, they come across Catholic Answers Live, they get hooked, right? It's a spiritual high. Indeed it is. And you come back day after day after day, and you learn so much. And through that growth in knowledge, the Lord begins to work on the heart. And there's an increase in love, and then the Lord begins to lead them on that journey of faith.
All right, we have Carlo Broussard today on Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin in hour number two with an open forum Q&A program. By the way, we had a match yesterday, and you are great listeners. You matched all 30,000. So I would issue you this little exhortation right now. If you want to make sure that you see your gift to Catholic Answers Live be doubled, go twice as far, don't wait the entire 2 hours today. I would say call right now, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And our topic this hour is overcoming obstacles to Catholicism. So if you are a Catholic who maybe you struggle with something the church teaches, even though you're a practicing Catholic, or if you're a non-Catholic, maybe an anti-Catholic, anyone is welcome to call with what you perceive as an obstacle to looking at the Catholic Church and seeing it as I would say the way Carlo and I do, and that is the fullness of the Christian faith, the church to be embraced and lived joyfully and devoutly. So 888-318-7884 will get you on the program. We'll just cover a couple quick things here, Carlo, and then we will get to our listeners' questions. But if you could say there's maybe like, you know, one common or maybe the most largest obstacle that people face to becoming Catholics or even entertaining the thought of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, well, if we're talking about people in general, and not necessarily Protestants per se, just sort of people in general, I think one problem often, unfortunately, is scandal, right? And in particular, the priestly scandal that happened several years back, and basically just our spiritual leaders, our fathers, failing to live up to the standards of Christian teaching. Very often, scandal is a reason why people keep the church at bay. And what I would say to that is, you know, listen, there's always going to be a Judas, right? It's often said the church is not a Museum of Saints, it's a hospital for sinners. We're all sinners. And in some degree, we all fail in living up to the standard that Christ calls us to, that standard of Christian living, that standard, that tradition that St. Paul tells us to hold fast to in 2 Thessalonians 3:6. So there's always going to be a Judas, but it's important to not leave Christ, first of all, because of individuals who fail to live up to the teachings of Christ. And in particular, in the Catholic Church, it's important to know that we don't leave Peter because of Judas. You see, there's always going to be a Judas, but we don't leave Peter because of Judas. Why? Because Christ promised in Luke 22, 29 through 32, that Peter would be protected from the sifting of Satan. So if we don't want to be sifted by Satan, you know, when Christ says Satan desires to sift you like wheat, if we don't want to be sifted like wheat, then we need to hang with Peter. We need to stick with Peter, and by way of extension, his successors to the bishopric of Rome, Pope Francis, in order not to be sifted by Satan, because Christ promised, he made a promise that he would protect Peter in the faith, and gave him the command to strengthen the brethren, which implies a protection in the truth. For how can you strengthen the brethren if you're subject to error?
Carlo Broussard here explaining how we can overcome obstacles to Catholicism. You can join the conversation. We've got Martin and Jeanette and Gerald and others being screened right now, so we appreciate your patience. 888-318-7884. We'll get you on the program. Real quickly, before we take our first break here, Carlo, in just a minute or two, what would you say for non-Catholic Christians, Protestants, Evangelicals, Fundamentalists, if there was like one like big bugaboo obstacle for them? What do you?
Yeah, well,
I could guess.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Mary,
that's right. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, for example, for my colleague and friend and my mentor, my boss, Tim Staples, right? For him, Mary was a major obstacle. In particular, you know, the various dogmas of Mary, but the biggest one being sort of her Immaculate Conception and her sinlessness throughout the rest of her life. And as many Protestant converts, those who convert to Catholicism, will affirm, very often Mary was a major obstacle for them and sort of the biggest obstacle they had to overcome in order to sort of, you know, fully come into the Catholic Church.
All right, very good. We are going to queue up your phone calls here for Carlo Broussard on Catholic Answers Live, 888-318-7884. We also will greatly appreciate you calling another number, the customer service team, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It is a dollar-for-dollar match, up to $30,000, Carlo. This is exciting.
That is fantastic. So once again, our listeners out there, 888-291-8000, whatever you give us, up to $30,000 will be matched, which is a tremendous benefit and help for us. So please, don't be shy. Give us a jingle.
Yesterday, we had a gentleman named Stephen pledge $5,000. We had a couple give $1,000. Some gave $500. Some people gave $10. And you know what? I always say I host pledge drives all over the country, as you know, Carl. Every pledge is a perfect pledge. There is no only pledge. Well, I can only give. No. Get the word only out of your vocabulary, because you are a key to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. In fact, you, dear listener, you are the key. You're the person who can do that. If you don't call, and everybody, all the other people listening don't call, we don't make it. So we're counting on your call now, and this donor will happily match your pledge, 888-291-8000. Let's get off to a great start today. Day number two of a three-day drive, Carlo.
Amen. We need the help. We need all the help we can get. And remember, Jerry, you know, St. Paul talks about us as Christians being members of the mystical body of Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and how no member can say to the other member, I have no need of you. We are all interconnected through the grace and the life of Christ because Christ lives in us. So we need your help out there, in particular, your financial help so that we can keep this program, Catholic Answers Live, alive and well.
All right, we have some thank you gifts. The customer service team will describe those for you, and I'll mention those a little bit later on. But we want to get to your phone calls for Carlo Broussard. So here again is the pledge drive phone number, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go and do it conveniently online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But do it in a hurry, because that dollar-for-dollar match is not going to last, I don't think, the whole 2 hours today. So get your pledge doubled and support the show that you depend on so much.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you want to end abortion, halt the attack on traditional marriage, and ensure religious freedom for ourselves and for our grandchildren? To do this, we must convert the culture. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a grassroots initiative that recognizes this need and takes it to the streets. If you're interested in peacefully sharing the gospel in your area, visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Luke 19:11, Jesus told of a nobleman who gave 10 gold coins to his 10 servants before leaving on a long trip. Upon his arrival home, he checked with each servant, and all but one had earned additional coins. The one who hoarded the coins, blinded by fear, didn't even bank them for interest. I'm reminded of the 6-year-old boy who had several toys out in the backyard, and when a friend of his father arrived with his 4-year-old son, the younger boy immediately began playing with the toys. The older boy watched, and when the younger boy left one toy for another, he put each one in the garage until they were all accounted for. He then closed the door, snapped the padlock, and went into the house. Here again we see some hoarding along with some passive aggression and much control. With some, it starts early. What we do not see is the magnanimity the Lord asks of us. It's been many years since that day, and I'm still working on it. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
All right, Radio Club Drive, day two, 888-291-8000, dollar-for-dollar match going on right now. I know you want to be a part of that, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. To your questions for Carlo Broussard, overcoming obstacles to Catholicism, we will start with Martin in El Paso, Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app, one of the ways that you can listen that is supported by your donations, folks. So, Martin, welcome. You're on with Carlo.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Carlo.
Sure. You're welcome.
Okay, I have a question. When speaking of the Eucharist with my Protestant friends,
sure,
I have brought up the John 6, verse 54.
Sure.
That says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. I have explained to them, well, I've used the argument that Jesus was speaking literal in this, and since he didn't stop his followers from leaving him, and, you know, he would have said, you know, I'm not speaking literal about my flesh. This is
right.
This is symbolical.
Right.
However, I have, you know, when I say this, I find it hard to believe that it was literal, since he wasn't really saying eat my flesh. He would later say, you know, he would symbolize later that the bread signifies his flesh. So
okay.
How could you reconcile this?
Yeah, I think I got your question, Martin, and thank you once again for the call. Yeah, so we have to distinguish between the literal meaning of Jesus' teaching and what he intends for us to actually receive in reality, and the mode or the manner in which we're going to receive it. Because, Martin, I feel you, brother. I think where we often, and for our Protestant brothers and sisters, often get hung up on, what we get hung up on is this idea of cannibalism, right? Did Jesus intend for his disciples, for his listeners, to go and rip off his arms and his legs and start eating his flesh in that manner, in that mode, in a cannibalistic way? And the answer to that question is no. But that doesn't mean he meant his teaching to be taken metaphorically. And we know that based upon the whole movement of the narrative. In verse 52, the Jews disputed among themselves, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Rather than Jesus correcting their literal understanding, he affirms it by affirming the precept to eat his flesh and drink his blood six times all the way down to verse 60. And then in verse 61, even his disciples say this is a hard saying. Who can receive it? And once again, rather than Jesus correcting their literal thoughts, he affirms their literal thoughts by, as you mentioned, Martin, letting them walk away without calling them back. So we know Jesus was not, he did not intend for his audience to take his teaching in a metaphorical way, precisely because of the very context itself and the affirmation of the literal thoughts of those who were hearing him. Also, too, Martin, keep in mind, the Jews already had a metaphorical meaning for the language of eating flesh and drinking blood. It meant to persecute, to assault, to destroy. We see John use this metaphorical language in that way in Revelation chapter 17, I believe it is, when he talks about the beast eating or devouring the flesh of the harlot, which refers to Rome destroying Jerusalem in AD 70, right? So that's the key. We have to look at the context. We have to look at the metaphorical usage in Jesus's time. So we know he meant it literally. Now, the question is how? And Martin, the answer lies in the Last Supper. When Jesus in the upper room takes the bread and says, "This is my body." Now, in light of what he taught the disciples in John chapter 6, we know he means it literally. So imagine yourself, Martin, after receiving that teaching from Jesus, you're with the apostles and you're wondering, how in the world is Jesus going to give us his flesh to eat and his blood to drink? And then you're at the Last Supper, you're in the upper room with Jesus, and he takes that bread and says, "This is my body." Boom! Yes, there it is. Takes the wine and says, "This is my blood." There it is. This is how we're going to receive his flesh and his blood, which he told us to do a year before in John chapter 6 in the synagogue in Capernaum. And now he's showing us the mode or the manner. It's not in a cannibalistic manner. It's in an unbloody manner that we're actually going to receive the reality, the substance of Jesus's flesh and blood. Does that help?
Yes. I guess the way I see it is his followers, I take it that his followers were thinking of a cannibalistic way, like you said. But of course, Jesus wasn't saying that, but he didn't tell them, "Hey, well, I don't mean you to come and eat my flesh." And that's why they left them.
Right.
That's exactly why they left them, because they were thinking that they would have to eat him. And he didn't tell them, "Oh, well, a year from now, I'm going to tell you that the bread symbolizes will become my flesh."
Okay, yeah, I see your point, Martin. Here's one thought that I have. This is where an element of trust comes into play, brother. Jesus was calling his disciples to trust him. He made it clear he's speaking literally. He's not speaking metaphorically based upon, you know, as I mentioned already. But there is an element where you're going to have to trust Jesus. As he looked to the apostles and he said, "Will you leave me as well?" And Peter responds, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." That was the response of faith that Jesus was calling the others to make as well. And you got to hang on to Jesus. And Jesus will reveal in full what he meant entirely, both the reality, as he did, and also the manner of receiving his flesh and blood.
All right, Martin, I hope that helps. Keep listening on the Catholic Answers Live app and call the show anytime. 888-318-7884, Overcoming Obstacles to Catholicism. We're coming up on a hard break, meaning it's we give the affiliates a break at the same exact time every day. So we cannot move that break or do anything about it. So, Annie, I want to wait just for a minute because you've got a very, very important question for Carlo. So please hang on. Annie is from Louisiana. That's your home state, isn't it?
That's right.
So, Annie, hold on. Listening on Catholic Community Radio, and Tom in Dallas and the others as well. Please, we're going to get to every one of you. So, Annie, you will be next here on Catholic Answers Live. Just as we get set to go into this break, I want to, again, encourage you and exhort you to call right now. We have day two of our three-day quarterly membership drive for the Radio Club. You are the one who propels Catholic Answers Live, keeps this show on the air. You're changing lives. Carlo shared a couple stories earlier in the program, and I have heard dozens, if not hundreds, of stories as well. Well, guess who does that? You're doing that with your financial gift and your prayers. And we've got someone very generously matching your pledge. So will you call during this short break? Looking for 25 of you on the phone. Be one of those 25, please. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Your gift is matched right now.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Thank you, owners and listeners of Catholic Answers Live. You are a co-owner of this program. We are a nonprofit. I'm certain there's no government funding. I've searched the grounds. The money tree must have been uprooted because it's never been here. So you are the ones who make this happen, and we just thank you so much. Again, the line to call the customer service team and make your pledge, your gift right now. You can fulfill it, take 12 months if you want, do it in quarterly installments all at once, but it's doubled right now all the way up to a total of $30,000. Get in on that right now, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And as I said before the break, we're going to Carlo's home state of Louisiana. And Annie is in Monroe listening on Catholic Community Radio. Annie, thank you so much for holding. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I've got kind of a question that's bugged me for about 5 years now.
Okay, Annie. Give it a shot. We'll see if we can help you.
All righty. Born and raised Catholic, and then when I got older, got kidney disease, and got married, wanted to have kids, and got pregnant, and then went into renal failure, and we were 4 months pregnant at that point, and we had a priest come in and tell us that we were just supposed to let the dice go as they may and see if I lived or not, but the doctors were saying there's not a chance they're both going to make it, so we should just, you know, we need to stop this now, or your wife's not going to make it. They brought my husband back from being out to sea, and unfortunately, we didn't want to terminate the pregnancy. We didn't want to lose both the baby and myself. And like I said, we had a priest tell us that we should just let it go. That, you know, let the chips roll where they may.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, Annie, I am so sorry to hear that you had to experience that. That is definitely a burden and a trial and a tribulation in life. That's a dark time. Now, Annie, I can't comment exactly on, you know, what the priest said to you, but it's not only a church teaching, but it's also a principle of reason based upon what we can know by the natural light of human reason, based upon human nature and the dignity of human nature, that the end never justifies the means. And in this case, what that means is that it is never morally permitted, it is never a good to take the life of an innocent human being directly in order to save the life of another. That just violates the principles of reason. It violates what we know about the dignity of the human being. In these situations, as dark as they are, Annie, the natural light of human reason can only take us so far. We can know what is right or wrong, but it is extremely difficult to get through these times simply by reason alone. And this, Annie, if I were in that situation with you and you would have shared that with me at the time or for any other time in the future, I would say to you, Annie, that this is where the grace of Jesus Christ comes into play. And Jesus, Annie, has revealed to us a way by which we can actually endure the suffering in such a way that it can be transformed into an act of worship to God, as Romans 12:1 says. St. Paul talks about offering up our bodies as living sacrifices, and thus an act of love for God, which can actually contribute, Annie, to the salvation of our own soul and the salvation of others' souls. So whatever cross comes our way in our lives, Annie, and in your case, it's a heavy cross. That's a heavy burden to bear. And even now, to bear the effects of this situation and this event, etc., Jesus Christ offers you a transforming power and is calling you, Annie, to unite your suffering and your trial to Him, so that your suffering can be an act of love for God and an act of love for others to contribute to the salvation of your own soul and also the salvation of others' souls. So don't waste the suffering. Don't miss this opportunity that you have to unite your suffering with Christ and actually transform it in a way that can bring about greater goods. As dark as that may seem, there is light to be brought about when that suffering is united to Christ, what we call redemptive suffering in our Catholic tradition. So, Annie, we will definitely keep you in prayer, and hopefully, you know, the grace of Jesus Christ, if you allow it, can transform your heart and your mind to bring you to the fullness of truth and life that we actually have in the Catholic Church.
Does that help to bring some consolation to the situation, Annie, or at least get at what you were concerned about?
Yes, it does. I just, you know, one of those situations you wonder what you'd do if it happened again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if just very briefly, once again, Annie, if it does happen again, you would have an opportunity to go into that situation knowing that Jesus is there with you to take you by the hand and to transform whatever darkness you may have into the glory of His light. So hopefully that can be some words of consolation for you.
All right, Annie.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you need to talk with anyone else, Annie,
yes, indeed.
We have the apologist line here at Catholic Answers, but also our chaplain, Father Vincent Serpa,
right,
who is very, very good and very, very pastoral and compassionate. So, Annie, if you have a chance now, jot the phone number down. If not, you can find it on Catholic.com as well. But it's 619-387-7200. And maybe even ask to speak with Father Vincent. Or we've got some great ladies on the staff as well,
right,
you know, who might be able to talk, you know,
sure,
woman to woman about this.
Amen.
This important issue. Thank you, Annie, for joining us, and we've got others we're going to get to. Please be patient as it is day number two of the Catholic.com Radio Club Membership Drive. I'm Jerry Usher, filling in as host today with Carlo Broussard, talking about overcoming obstacles to Catholicism. And Catholic Answers President Christopher Check is here as well. And as we listen to the calls that come in, Chris, I mean, this every single one of them shouts loudly, we need Catholic Answers Live.
Jerry, Jerry, I am just sitting here, and I get to come and watch the show. I don't get to watch it as much as I would like to because of the other things in my job description. But sitting here at this desk next to Carlo Broussard, this first-rate mind with first-rate theological training, and yet undergirding all of that, this deep, deep pastoral sense. I'm really just trembling here sitting next to him after how beautifully he helped the caller. And I want our listeners to know, I want all of you who listen to Catholic Answers Live to understand there is a reason that Carlo and Tim and Jimmy and Trent and all of our guests and everyone behind the scenes here at Catholic Answers, engineering the radio program and producing it and working in the loading bay and in customer service and in video, all the different things that we do here, there is a reason that our work, our apostolic work here, bears so much fruit. And it's because there is an emphasis in this building on the part of each one of us on the interior life. Are we perfect? No, we're not. We're all sinners. We're all carrying around original sin. But I have this unique opportunity, this gift as the chief executive of an organization where everyone is an apostle. Everyone here is an apostle. And first and foremost, they're working on their interior lives. And that's why when Carlo answers a question like that, I mean, that's why he does it. Yes, he's had the theological training, but does it with so much pastoral beauty. And it is an occasion of joy for me to sit here next to him and hear that. And I know that it's an occasion of joy for all of you who are listening. So please, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jerry, you mentioned that we have a $30,000 challenge. I want the listeners to know, I want to underscore that the same gentleman who put up $30,000 yesterday, this Lutheran who was brought into the Catholic Church because of Catholic Answers Live, is the man who's put up 30 grand again today. So happy is he with the work of Catholic Answers Live. So we have this opportunity, my friends. Please help us meet this goal. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Call those ladies in customer service. They're waiting. They're waiting to hear from you. Two more things. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I was just going to reiterate that your pledge is going twice as far right now, and we talked about getting toward the end of the year, tax write-offs. But really, the main thing is this program, like so many others and like the stations and networks, we rely upon you. We have a place at the media table. All right, Catholic Answers Live is a voice in really a media jungle out there. And I really believe you keep coming back to the program because it's a voice of reason, sanity, clarity. It answers your questions. It helps you realize that amidst everything that's going on, you are not crazy to love your Catholic faith. You're not crazy to live it and to want to share it and defend it.
You know, Jerry, my friends, 888-291-8000. You know, Jerry, you mentioned that media jungle, and another reality is the media vacuum. Catholic Answers, a bunch of us were in the United Kingdom over the summer. There's nothing like Catholic Answers Live in England, Scotland, and Ireland. And yet there are so many people there who are able to take advantage of the fact that we're streaming online or take advantage of the mobile app. So they're getting fed with solid apologetic, solid evangelization, and like I say, solid pastoral counsel in a place where that kind of thing is not available on the radio. So my friends, not only when you support Catholic Answers Live with your gifts, not only are you reaching all of your fellow American Catholics, right? 350 stations around the country, Sirius satellite radio, but also abroad, also Canada, New Zealand, Australia, all the English speaking, India, all the English speaking countries all over the world. So please, my friends, a couple of quick things here, Jerry, and then I know you've got to get back to work here, saving souls. The stock market right now, we're almost 19,000, right? And so some of you have probably benefited from growth there. If you go to Catholic.com, there is a banner there to how to give a gift of stock to Catholic Answers and describes all of the advantages, the tax savings advantages, how to avoid that capital gains. And so I would encourage people to take a look at that. If you're capable of making that $1,000 gift and joining our President's Club, or that $5,000 gift and joining our Founder Circle, please, those are the kind of large gifts that we need to plan for the future. 888-291-8000. And then one more thing, Jerry, and I know you've been emphasizing this. Those pledges, those monthly gifts that come in every single month, my friends, I cannot underscore how much those monthly pledges help us with our annual budgeting here at Catholic Answers and help us to plan prudently and energetically what apostolic work we're going to be able to take on in the coming year. So 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your generosity.
All right, we're going to get back to your calls here. Once again, that number, dollar for dollar match, thanks to this gentleman who is matching pledges again today. He did so yesterday up to $30,000. Folks, you matched all of his money yesterday. Let's get this rolling here. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I tell you what, Jerry, after hearing that appeal, I'm ready to write a check, brother.
Put Carlo down. Add some zeros. All right, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm going to ask 20 of you to make that call right now. As we go to the phones again, Carlo, we got Tom in Dallas listening on Guadalupe Radio. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, and thanks for hanging in there with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Happy St. Gertrude's Day. My half-sister, my aunt, and my grandmother, Gertrude.
Wow. What a day in your family.
Yes, yeah, right. My mother's sister, they came from County Mayo, Ireland, my grandparents. Anyway, to get back to the subject I was calling about, I spent 3 years with the Franciscans in Holy Name Province up there on 31st Street in New York, and I was in the lay brothers. Didn't think I was intelligent enough to be a priest, study Greek, Hebrew, Latin. So I have a little background, and I had the Daughters of Charity in an orphanage that I was in for 3 years. Of St. Vincent de Paul, and they were so loving 24 hours a day. They lived their religion, and that was the main reason I wanted to become a priest or religious.
Beautiful.
And when I was in the Air Force in 1966, after I dropped out of the Franciscans, I was married to a young lady here from Texas, and our son was conceived in August of 68. And I said, now, if I use birth control after our son is born, I will be committing a mortal sin, but it's okay for me to go over to Vietnam and kill 17, 18-year-old boys that have done nothing to America, nothing to our family. And this wasn't a sin. The Catholic Church went along with it. And from that day, when we found out she was pregnant, I haven't entered the church ever again. I've gone to the Unitarian Universalist, which Thomas Jefferson and Tom Paine and many of the founding fathers belong to.
All right. So let me see if I can offer a few thoughts for you, Tom. First of all, the church teaches that using birth control is a mortal sin precisely because it violates what we call in our Catholic tradition, as I'm sure you know, the natural moral law. It is not a religious precept that is divinely revealed. It's not a moral precept that's divinely revealed to us per se. It's something that we can know by the natural light of human reason. There's hints to it in divine revelation indeed. But this is something we can know by the natural light of human reason because it thwarts or it frustrates the natural end, the goods that God has ordained our sexuality toward. Because it violates the nature of our sexuality, thus we say it's not good for us, and what's not good for us as human beings is bad, it's evil, it's intrinsically evil, and thus we say it violates the natural moral law. Thus, it's a sin in direct opposition to the will of the Creator, and it can have a mortal effect if you commit it with full knowledge and full consent, you know, all the conditions for mortal sin, and I'm sure you know all those conditions. Now, in relation to war, Tom, as evil and as hellish as war is, in principle, it is a moral obligation. We have a moral obligation at times to defend ourselves against an aggressor. So I have this moral obligation to defend myself individually against an aggressor who is a threat to my well-being. And if there's no other way to do that, and the lethal means is the only way, I am morally permitted to do that. Self-defense. I am morally obligated to defend my wife and my four beautiful children against an aggressor. If there's no other way to do that, lethal means is a morally permitted way. And if I do not, Tom, if I do not defend my wife and my child against an aggressor, and whatever means I possibly can, then I would be morally culpable for cowardice and not, you know, honey, you go defend the robber. You go take care of the robber. I'll stay in bed kind of thing. I would be guilty of sin. Now, by way of extension, it also applies to our country, Tom. In principle, I'm sure, as you know, our country has a moral right, a moral duty to defend ourselves against aggressors. If there's no other means possible to take in order to succeed in that end of defending our country, then it would be permitted to go to war. This is known as the just war doctrine. Tom, if you want to check it out for the conditions of the just war doctrine, you can check out the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2309. It gives a great succinct synopsis of the just war doctrine that sort of embodies the tradition of the church concerning just war. Now, where we can err, that's an infallible teaching, just war doctrine and the principles of self-defense, etc. But where we can err, Tom, is in the application of those principles in individual circumstances. This is a just war, that's not a just war. And even Catholics can disagree in respectful ways in the application of these moral principles that the church has laid out for us. So some may see Vietnam as an unjust war and the wrongful application of it, but others may argue for it. But Tom, for those soldiers who went, who were given orders by chief in command, they would not be morally culpable, even if hypothetically this was an unjust war. Within their conscience, they were doing what their superior told them to do. And in as much as they were taking orders and something that was not intrinsically evil, they would not be morally culpable. And taking the life of these, as you mentioned, 17, 18-year-old boys in battle, that is an unfortunate side effect. It's the principle of the principle of double effect. The intention is not to take the life of those individuals. The intention is to defend ourselves, our country, and unfortunately, their lives are taken in the process. So hopefully that can sort of clear it up a little bit for you, Tom.
Comment? Can I make a comment?
Sure.
So yes. First of all, the first thing that you rationalized on about it being morally wrong to use birth control, when that woman conceives of an infant, of a fetus, we can be romantic 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, for 9 months, and there's no sperm will go into the uterus because the uterus seals itself up. So there's no sperm enters the uterus for 9 months. And that's a medical fact. And women over 60... women over 40 years old, 60% of their conceptions are lost in stillbirths, and they don't even realize they're pregnant until they see the result in the commode.
Right. I understand,
Vietnam,
Tom.
Vietnam never did nothing to us, my friend. We've got the CIA conjured up the Gulf of Tonkin incident, harassed them, and we got involved in the Johnsons made plenty of money off it, just like Cheney's company made plenty of money off over there in Iraq.
Okay. I think we're heading a little bit off the beaten path
here. I'll just wrap it up with a bow. Tom, unfortunately, we're running out of time here and we need to get to some other callers. But concerning your comments regard to sperm, et cetera, I would encourage you to visit our website, Catholic.com. We have tons of articles on contraception and how one would reason through these situations that you brought up. Keep in mind, Tom, the reason why contraception is intrinsically evil because it's an intentional thwarting of the natural end of our human sexuality that has been designed by God. Those other circumstances, that is not an intentional thwarting of those ends. Concerning Vietnam, Tom, we're just going to have to – I can't comment on your disapproval of the application of the just war doctrine in that circumstance. I can only speak in regard to the principles. So I will definitely keep you in prayer, Tom, as you continue to work through these things.
Yeah, and as always, Tom, we invite you, as we do everyone else, to call Catholic Answers off the air. You can have as much time as you want with any of our staff apologists. That number is 619-387-7200. The others of you, if you want to wait, we have a question and answer open forum with Jimmy Akin in hour number two.
That's right.
So Aaron in Colorado and Elliot in Bakersfield and Bill in West Virginia, if you're able to hold on through the top of the hour break, Jimmy Akin will be happy to help you out. Carlo and I are just going to mention again, boy, Carlo, this is the time. We start the second hour at 2 minutes after, so we've got people have plenty of time. This is the perfect time for them to go to the phone, make their pledge, and get it doubled.
Yeah, with all those fancy gadgets out there with your iPhones and Androids, it shouldn't be a problem to just dial Catholic Answers right now, 888-291-8000, and make your donation right now because we need your help, folks.
3-day quarterly membership drive ends tomorrow, at least the on-air portion. You've got until Monday at midnight Pacific time or 11:59 Pacific time to qualify for the gifts. And by the way, a new pledge of $18 a month or a single gift of $200, you get Father Edward Broom's book, From Humdrum to Holy. He is going to help you really ignite your spiritual life. And Peter Kraft, I Burned for Your Peace, Augustine's Confessions Unpacked. And if you can give a $500 gift or more, to those gifts we'll add Mary Healy, Dr. Mary Healy, and she has the 5-DVD set on evangelization and the Acts of the Apostles. Those are just our ways of saying thank you to you, but hopefully when you call and you make your financial gift, you realize that you're not patting Carlo on the back or anybody else, Tim, Jimmy. You're thanking God, really,
Amen.
For this radio program that I will bet is an integral part of your daily life. So join Steve in Madrid, Iowa, who just gave $150. Thank you, Steve. Cheryl
Beautiful.
In Louisville, Kentucky, $50. Anonymous from Weberville, Michigan, $1,000. Charles from Florida, he's a President's Club member already,
Amen.
And gave another $250. Tony in Alden, New York, $25 a month.
Praise God.
Sue in Illinois, $100. Julie and Chris in Wyoming, $3,000.
Wow.
So we got a dollar-for-dollar match, Carlo.
People, we need a little ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
People like this idea of getting their money doubled.
Yeah, 888-291-8000, or they can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I mean, Jerry, I mean, think about this. Our listeners out there, if you're listening, you know, marriage, Satan is attacking marriage, right? It's obvious. In a 2010 survey that was done, a study that was done on the effectiveness of Catholic radio, they found that 29% of marriages were saved because of Catholic radio. Now, I know here on Catholic Answers Live, we're constantly answering questions about marriage. So if you want to save marriages, if you want to save souls, then contribute financially to Catholic Answers Live Radio Drive.
What you do takes place before anything that goes on behind a microphone here. So that's how important you are. All right, we're between hours. You've got a few minutes, plenty of time. You won't miss a second of Jimmy Akin Q&A Open Forum. So here's the number to call. We have a donor doubling pledges up to $30,000. Make sure your pledge gets part of that. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I know 50 of you can make that pledge call right now. Carlo, great job.
Thank you, Jerry. It's a pleasure, my friend.
All right.
Look forward to the next time.
Good Lord willing. 888-291-8000.